Welcome to the Friday, May the 10th episode of Briefings with Butts. This is our 36th episode of the 2023-2024 school year. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, superintendent of the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township. This weekly podcast is an important district communication tool for our staff, so thank you for carving out just about 10 minutes to listen each week to stay informed, connected, and most importantly, celebrate the incredible work we do and the difference we make in the lives of our students. First, I'd like to congratulate this week's Briefings with Butts trivia winner, Annette Gentrip at McClellan Elementary School. I had the opportunity to actually see her in the hallway this week, and it was all I could do not to congratulate her right there on the spot. Congratulations, Annette. You win a Jeans Day for yourself and for your team. Well, let's go ahead and jump right in. It's been another great week in the MSD of Wayne Township. This past Monday, the Board of Education met for their school board meeting. It was a full house with several recognitions. We were able to recognize Ben Davis High School nurse Brittany Hayes from the Indiana Immunization Coalition Award. Also, Misael Rodriguez won the Future Tech Grand Prize winner. He was awarded that in Arizona by Scott Hoke, a Ben Davis High School alumnus. Also, Vanessa Carmona won the Indiana Award for Excellence for Outstanding Secondary Career and Technical Education. I believe we heard at Monday's meeting she won that over 21,000 applicants. So congratulations to Vanessa. We had three students who were recognized for the Ball State University's annual High School Journalism Awards and four students recognized for the Women's Press Club. Thank you to Mr. Tom Hayes for leading those students through that. Also had the opportunity to recognize 11 students who were recognized as national qualifiers for BPA. It was interesting. Only three of those students will actually be competing this weekend in the national qualifiers for BPA. Why? Because Ben Davis High School has their prom at the same time, and those students have chosen to go to prom this Saturday. So we wish them the best of luck and hope they have a great time at the Ben Davis High School prom. Also, we were able to recognize three students for national qualifiers for forensics and speech tournament. Congratulations to all of those award winners that were recognized this past Monday at our school board meeting. We also launched SchoolCare, which is a leading student health record platform that will revolutionize the way we manage and provide access to real-time student health information for our parents and our designated staff. Also on Tuesday, 19 Ben Davis High School students, including members of our basketball team, senior student leaders, top 30 recipients, joined our community leaders for lunch and conversation. Thanks to all of our students who participated. The feedback was amazing from our community. They said it was one of the best community leaders luncheons they have ever attended. And by the way, the food was absolutely amazing, served by our Area 31 Culinary Arts students. Thanks to Chef Schifano and all of our students and our other chefs engaged in that program. Our district celebrated Appreciation Day for our nurses as well as our teachers, instructional coaches, behavior consultants, media specialists, guidance counselors, our adult education coordinator and supervisors, our adult education instructors, therapists, school psychologists, school pathologists, college admissions coordinator, and permanent substitutes this week. This week was National Teacher Appreciation Week. It also was National Apprenticeship Week. And just a lot of great opportunities to give recognition to the amazing men and women who are working day in and day out to improve the lives of our students. So thank you to everyone, and happy National Appreciation Week. This morning I had the opportunity to attend our host breakfast at Bridgeport Elementary. It's where I have been a host mentor all year long. It was great to see my two students, and I'll brag for just a minute. Both of my students passed iRead 3. They were very excited to have that feedback, and so excited to celebrate end-of-the-year host breakfast with them this morning at Bridgeport Elementary. These annual breakfasts are held in our elementary schools across the district as we celebrate another great year of hosts and the dedicated volunteers, students, and staff who make it possible. Also today, we were able to celebrate another favorite tradition, one that we've had in the district for many, many years, where our Ben Davis High School, Ben Davis University High School seniors in the class of 2024 get to go back and visit their elementary schools, their middle schools, and by the way, we put the Ed Center also on that rotation. So our students get to walk the halls, our young students who are watching the caps and gowns go through the hallways of their schools get to see what it looks like to be a graduate of Ben Davis High School and Ben Davis University High School. So Wayne Walks was another great success, thanks to all of our seniors who decided to participate in that ceremony today. Well, speaking of greatness, I'm excited to welcome today's guest, our 2024 Wayne Township Secondary Teacher of the Year, Justin Allison. Welcome, Justin.
Hi.
So, Justin, talking about Ben Davis High School graduates, you are one. You're an alumnus of Ben Davis High School.
Yes, I graduated from Ben Davis in 1996.
All right. And you're married to another art teacher here in the district, Carla. Was she also a Ben Davis grad?
She was not, actually.
Okay.
Interestingly enough, though, Mike Lyle, who was my high school photography teacher and I met my senior year, when I was at Purdue getting my teaching degree, I went on my first date with Carla. And we were talking about art teachers that we both enjoyed having in school. And it came out that we both had Mike Lyle. So Mike taught at North Central prior to moving to Ben Davis. And unbeknownst to both of us, we had him as a teacher. And then we met at Purdue.
Wow. That's incredible.
So small world.
Isn't it, though? We talked about recognitions we had this past Monday. And you were kind of put on the spot Monday night at the board meeting and got to recognize your son. You have twin sons. They both attend Wayne Township Schools.
Yes.
And you were able to recognize Lucas for a couple awards that he received. Talk about that.
Well, it's been great. I mean, we've been a part of Wayne. I've been a part of Wayne since 1990 when I first moved here. And they've been a part of Wayne since actually preschool. They both went to the Wayne Township preschool, and they spent some time at Chapel Glen. They were at Roby and then McClelland with my wife. And now they're here at the high school with me. And it's very cool to see them in the halls. And Lucas has been pushed a great deal in journalism, and he's writing great stuff and being, you know, being very awesome.
Yeah. So, cool stuff. It was fun to hear him talk about some of the things that he's interested in and the projects that he submitted for the awards that he received. So a couple of weeks ago, had the opportunity to announce you as the 2024 Secondary Teacher of the Year. Arts often aren't looked at as that subject area for the Teacher of the Year. We sometimes think about science and math and you know, some of those other subject areas. But you were recognized by the Blue Ribbon panel from all of the secondary teachers in Wayne Township as the 2024 Teacher of the Year. Talk about how did you feel? What went through your head when you heard your name announced?
It was, I'm kind of speechless like I am now. Like it's still like, and when I still think about it or I talk about it, it's kind of surreal. You know, when I started here at Ben Davis as a student, I had a teacher called Larry Hurt.
Yeah.
And Larry was an amazing influence on me. I didn't know I wanted to be a teacher until I had his class. You know, going into my junior year, I didn't really know what I wanted to do mm-hmm. in college. And then I had him as a teacher and I was like, maybe this would work for me. And that started my career. I went to Purdue, spent time there, and then I started teaching. And so to be teaching now for 23 years and to be recognized in this way is a great honor. I was very surprised to be, and to be honest, even though my name was at the end of the list, I still didn't expect to be chosen as a Wayne Township. I was still shocked.
Yeah. So you mentioned Larry Hurt, Larry, award-winning teacher as well. And Mike Lyle also had Larry as a teacher, which is also kind of neat to see, you know, all three of you engaged in influencing students' lives through the arts. And so talk to me about, was Larry the inspiration for you to become an art teacher, or what inspired you to go on and to actually become an art teacher?
Well, I always loved creating art, you know, as a young person. And like I said, when I got to high school, I didn't really know what I wanted to do with that. I knew I wanted to do something in a creative field, but I didn't really have a direction. And when I started class with Larry, you know, I saw this man who was just influencing students in such a positive way,
mm-hmm.
and myself included with that. And I thought, you know, if I was able to just do a quarter of that, you know, just mm-hmm. an eighth of that, like that would be a pretty amazing life to lead. Mm-hmm. And so I literally talked to him. I'm like, hey, where did you go to college? Well, I went to Purdue. I'm like, well, guess where I'm going to apply? I applied at Purdue, and I kind of just went ahead and did that. After I graduated, I went to Crown Point and taught for a year, but my goal is always to come back and teach in Wayne.
Yeah.
And I was able to get that opportunity. I came back and taught at Fulton and Lyndhurst. And then finally, I was able to transfer over here to the high school. And I got to work with Larry as my department chair and mentor, as a teacher for 3 great years. Mm-hmm. And I just cherished that time.
Well, this award is special, being recognized obviously by your peers and by this Blue Ribbon panel as the Teacher of the Year. You also are recognized by your students in a number of different ways. And you mentioned Larry Hurt with one of the most prestigious awards that can be given through Senior Choice one that is named after Larry for the number of years that he was selected as a Senior Choice Award winner. You make these connections with your students, and they look to you as a mentor. They look to you as somebody who is a really positive influence in their life. How does that happen in your classroom, that you develop these relationships with students in that way?
Well, I have the benefit of teaching an art class, which allows for creativity. So, you know, everybody can be successful no matter really the level that they're at. Like, we can find the success that they're looking for. So it allows me to kind of tailor assignments, mm-hmm. Or the criteria or the expectation around a student. So my hope is always that I'm challenging them, but mm-hmm. I'm not challenging them to the point where they need to or feel the need to shut down or they don't want to progress. Like, mm-hmm. they're able to feel comfortable in my classroom. That was the thing I really always took away from Larry's class. Is like, it just always felt safe there. I felt comfortable. I felt like I could be myself. And I always strive to create that same environment for my students. I want them to feel comfortable coming in there and creating, because it is kind of intimidating to mm-hmm. be like, well, these are my feelings. How do I put this onto a piece of paper? How do I put this onto a canvas? Or how do I create this image that I see in my head? And how does that translate to a piece of paper or a canvas?
So you talk about inspiration and talk about trying to find the that point in which a student is able to find success through art and to truly enjoy that. One of the things that you're in charge of here in the district is an event called Arts Alive, in which you are working with students, our youngest learners, all the way down to preschool up through our high school age student. You're actually showcasing all art. And I think it's important to recognize that art isn't just about painting and drawing, but it's about performing arts, and it's about all different kinds of mediums in which students are able to express themselves. Talk a little bit the inspiration behind Arts Alive and why it's so important for us to continue that tradition.
Well, back in 1985, Larry was going to Penrod, the art festival at the Art Museum here in Indianapolis. He was a regular there, and he decided that he wanted to create something in Wayne Township that mirrored that. Lots of different artists, lots of different, you know, foods and performances. Everybody, you know, it's not a contest. It's not about who's the best. It's about celebrating the mm-hmm. arts in Wayne Township. And that's why we continue it, to give students an opportunity to show their parents their work and see their teachers on a Saturday. Mm-hmm. You know, all the things that they remember. You know, I will get seniors who come in and they remember when they had an artwork that was in Arts Alive when they were in first grade, you know, and they cherish that memory. And that's why we continue to do it. And it's a great opportunity for us as, you know, the performing arts have their performances regularly. As the visual arts, we don't always have the opportunity to have a big show. Mm-hmm. So whenever we get that opportunity, we like to grab onto it and try to put on something that's amazing.
Yeah. Speaking of that, let's do a shameless plug. You have an event called Sweat coming up. Seniors with Exceptional Artistic Talent.
Mm-hmm. Extraordinary. Sorry, Dr. Butts.
Seniors with Extraordinary Artistic Talent.
Yes.
And it is an event where actually all of your seniors will be showcasing the work of the year. Do you want to talk a little bit about Sweat coming up?
For sure. I'm shameless with that. So this is actually our 20th anniversary of Sweat. That was started in 2004. And we'll have that on May 18th, so in about a week. And this year we actually have, if everybody shows up, we will have 227 seniors exhibiting anywhere from one artwork to, you know, 50 artworks, you know, anything that they want to bring in. It's not just the work they do here at Ben Davis, though we love to see that on exhibit, but it can be work that they've done at other schools, at camps, at home in their free time. It's a fantastic event. And seniors get nervous about it, but every one of them who's ever been like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to show up. They are never upset afterwards. It's a fantastic event. And I'm very proud as a department chair to continue these in the art department, both Arts Alive and Sweat. I just think they're wonderful events.
Well, and to see the displays and just the areas that each senior sets up, you're going to have a whole wide variety of those students who have to be there. And they may have a very minimalistic display of their art and others that have just this incredible layout that they have been working on for weeks and maybe even months to truly display their art.
Yeah. And kind of like Arts Alive, we have sophomores and juniors who learn about it. And as soon as we introduce it right after spring break and say, hey, this is coming up, before you know it, we've got juniors who are like, or seniors who are like, yep, I've been thinking about this since I was a sophomore. I know exactly what I'm going to do. So it's exciting to continue that excitement for them.
Yeah. One final question for you. When you are not teaching, when you're not doing all the amazing things that you're doing in the classroom, what do you like to do for pleasure?
I really enjoy going to the drive-in. Tibbs Drive-In is one of my personal favorites, and play board games with my family and friends. Yeah, I enjoy spending time with people, particularly my family, and doing those things. Nothing super fancy. We do enjoy traveling a lot when we get the opportunity in the summers. So
that's amazing.
Yep.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, our guest today is 2024 Secondary Teacher of the Year for the MSD of Wayne Township, Justin Allison. Justin, thank you for being my guest.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, coming up, Sunday is Mother's Day. We love our mothers. We would not have jobs if it wasn't for the mothers, so make sure to celebrate those special moms in our lives this Sunday, May the 12th. Also, Tuesday, May 14th, will be Unified Games. Thanks to our Office of Special Services for hosting that and our Special Olympics teams for making sure that we are able to put on the Unified Games Tuesday, May the 14th. And then on Wednesday, May the 15th, our Lyndhurst Center International Festival is back again to celebrate all of the different cultures and customs that we have here in the MSD of Wayne Township. Well, that's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next week for the latest on what's happening in the MSD of Wayne Township. Before we wrap up this episode, I want to end with our mission to activate and accelerate student learning, and our vision to develop great people. Thank you for the impact you make each and every day. And remember, I am Wayne, you are Wayne, we are Wayne. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.